下午来谈圣灵充满。
Thanks be the grace of God. Let's continue this afternoon by discussing the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是真教会里面一个很大的特色。
The Holy Spirit is an important large factor in the true Jesus Church.
一般的教会里面呢，他们没有办法体会到圣灵的滋味。
In many other churches, they cannot have the chance of experiencing the Holy Spirit.
我们接触到很多的教派。
And we know there are many church denominations.
虽然有的说他们有圣灵。
Some of them do declare they have the Holy Spirit.
但是当我们深入的了解以后啊。
But as we in depth understand their denomination,
啊，我们很难承认说他们所得到的是圣灵。
We find it hard to believe what they have received is Holy Spirit.
因为他们的一些灵界的经验呢、啊，跟圣经里面所谈到的不一致。
Some of the experience they have with the Holy Spirit doesn't seem to correlate very well with what the Bible describes.
但是在真教会里面呢、啊。啊、大概至少有 80% 几、啊、90% 的人都有圣灵的体验。
In the true Jesus Church, about 80, maybe 90% of people have the experience of the Holy Spirit.、
啊、所以我们得到圣灵以后啊，对照圣灵里面的记载是完全一致的。
Once we've received the Holy Spirit, what we're experiencing is completely in accordance with what's recorded in the Bible.
所以我们很肯定确信我们所领受的是圣经里面应许的圣灵。
So therefore, we rigidly and truly believe whatever we believe is have received is truly as described in the Bible is the Holy Spirit.
跟使徒时代他们所得到的圣灵是一致的。
And it is identical to the Holy Spirit that was experienced and received by the apostles.
啊，因为我们灵恩会快到了。
And
灵恩会
Our evangelical service is soon, to be honest.、
啊、所以我们盼望说我们还没有得到圣灵的弟兄姊妹能够对圣灵有进一步的认识。
We hope that those who have not received the Holy Spirit will have a more in-depth understanding of the Holy Spirit.、
啊、能够心里有准备而且努力、啊、来追求、啊、让神的灵能够临到你的身上。
Our hearts will prepare and vigorously pursue so that the Holy Spirit will come to us.
那我们已经得到圣灵的弟兄姊妹
For those who have received the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters,
我们也盼望说大家能够善用圣灵的祷告
We pray that you will, we hope that you will continue to be able to use it,
prayer, 让神的灵能够 让我们能够充满
so that the Holy Spirit will fill us,
让我们灵性上能够得到复兴
so that our Spirit will be revived.
还能够好像圣经里面所应许的，能够真正让我们得到从上头来的力量。
So that, as promised, we will receive the strength from heaven.
所以今天下午啊，我们就把这个有关圣灵充满的道理啊，啊，再一次跟我们一起来思想。
So let's ponder upon the thought about the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
我们先看提撒罗尼迦后书。
Let's turn to Second Thessalonians.
第二章
2
13节
13
第三罗尼迦后书二章十三节第三罗尼迦后书二章十三节
Thessalonians 2 13
二章十三节
2:13
说主所爱的弟兄们啊我们班本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，要你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。保罗写信给这个提撒罗尼迦的教会。
Paul writes to the Thessalonian believers.
提撒罗尼迦是在希腊的北边。
It is.In the southern part of Greece.
在十二月的时候啊，到希腊，还有去提撒罗尼迦。
When I was in December in Greece, I went to Thessalonica.
啊，感谢主了。那现在那地方啊，现在也有我们的一些弟兄姐妹。
Thank the Lord, some of our brothers and sisters are there.
提撒罗尼迦目前是希腊国的第二大都市。
Previously, it was the second largest city in Greece.
保罗曾经到腓立比传道。
Paul was evangelizing in Philippi.
然后来到提撒罗尼迦。
Then to Thessalonica.
经过三个礼拜在那边见证建立提撒罗尼迦教会。
For 3 weeks, he witnessed and erected the church in Thessalonica.
后来因为遭遇到逼迫所以保罗就在半夜被送走了。
Under persecution, in the middle of the darkness, he escaped.
离开了以后非常挂念提撒罗尼迦的信徒。
Having departed from Thessalonica, he longfully wished he was back.
他叫提摩太说：“你回去看看。”他们听了三个礼拜的道理信仰有没有锁住
He summoned Timothy to return to Thessalonica to see after 3 weeks of sermons whether they have kept the faith.
后来提摩太回来以后说虽然他们只听到三个礼拜的道理在逼迫当中他们信仰却很坚定。
Timothy says, after 3 weeks of listening to sermons, under persecution, they have still kept their faith.
所以保罗就连续写了两封信给他们。
Then consecutively, Paul writes two letters to the believers in Thessalonica.
保罗说主里面亲爱的弟兄们
Paul says, Dear beloved,
我们为着你们感到非常感谢神
Because of you, we give great thanks to God.
因为神从万民当中拣选了你们
For God, out of the throngs of people, have chosen you.
所以让你们能够听到这个真道来相信
To allow you to believe in the truth and to believe.
神又把圣灵赐给你们来帮助感动你们
And also granted the Holy Spirit to serve you and to move you.
让你们能够越来越完全越圣洁将来能够得救
So that you can become more wholesome, purified and be saved.
所以为着这样来感谢神
For this, give thanks to God.
所以我们今天得到神的全备的道理
Today we have received the wholesome truth from God.
又借着圣灵来帮助造就我们。
Through the Holy Spirit to encourage us together.
要让我们更加的圣洁完全能够让我们做成得救的功夫。
Allows us to be wholesome, spiritual, and to do work for the Spirit.
所以这个圣灵在我们得救的过程当中扮演一个非常重要的角色。
So therefore, it is a very important cornerstone where we build up our spirituality, which is.
我们虽然信主受洗，我们的罪主耶稣都把我们赦免了。
Believing in God, the baptism washes away our sins.
但是我们要达到实质的圣洁完全。
But to receive the wholesome truth.
还要努力追求灵修的功夫。
We still need to persevere and to pursue God.
这个过程就是一方面借着道理不断的来造就我们。
So we must get continually edified by the by the words of the God.
另外一方面就是借着圣灵来帮助我们，给我们力量。
Also, we need the outside help of the Holy Spirit to give us strength.
让我们能够把神的道理有力量的把它行出来。
So that we can have the words of God and manifest them in our actions.
借着这样来完成得救的功夫。
And therefore you can complete the work of God.
所以保罗说我们要常常让圣灵充满。
Paul says we must be continually filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
十八节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18.
以弗所书五章十八节
Ephesians 5:18
不要醉酒酒能使人放荡乃要被圣灵充满保罗在这里讲到说不要再醉酒
Paul says do not be drunk with wine
要被圣灵充满
but rather be filled with the spirit
那这个圣灵充满的时候因为外在有一些现象有的人不明白会把他误会说好像在醉酒
When filled with the Holy Spirit other people misunderstand saying that perhaps they are drunk
好像五旬节他们在耶路撒冷的信徒得到圣灵以后
As in the time of the Pentecost when the apostles received the Holy Spirit
有些从外国回来的犹太侨民
Some Jews that returned from far away
啊，他们听到这个响声啊，就来看。
On hearing this great commotion, came to hear and listen.
啊，他们看到这些属徒啊，得圣灵以后啊，啊，一方面感到很稀奇。
Saw these with a great intrigue that these people have received the Holy Spirit.
啊，有的人呢、啊、又不明白他们到底在讲什么。
And they had no understanding what they uttered.
啊，怎么身体又会震动，摇来摇去？
And could not understand why there was so much movement of their bodies.
啊，所以他们就说啊，他们是不是喝醉酒了
？And they postulated perhaps they drunk with wine.
啊，但是彼得就对他们说啊，我们不是喝醉酒，我们是被圣灵充满。
Peter declared, "We are not drunk with wine, but infilled with the Holy Spirit."
因为那个时候还是清早啊，啊，他们根本没有喝酒。
For that morning, that time was more early and had not drunk any wine yet.
所以得到圣灵啊，有一些外在的动作现象啊，跟一般人看起来不太一样。
So, and being filled with the Holy Spirit, there is some external physical manifestation, not like what other people see.
有的人不认识圣灵啊，就以为好像醉酒了。
Those that do not recognize Holy Spirit feel that they might be with.
事实上，得圣灵跟醉酒是完全不一样的。
In reality, it is there is complete difference between filling with the Holy Spirit and with wine.
醉酒的人有时候生活上啊，他的行动意识啊。啊，失掉控制。
A drunk in his life and his actions has lacks direction.
有时候他一些痛苦啊，会暂时麻痹忘掉。
Temporarily, that person might lose all the pain that he experiences temporarily.
所以有很多人喜欢醉酒啊，啊，因为这可以带给我们肉体上暂时的快乐。
Many people like to drink because it gives us temporary happiness in our physical lives.
但是这一种的快乐啊是暂时的，而且是虚浮的。
This happiness is, however, only temporary and not good.
有时候让我们行动没有办法控制啊，反而会放荡行为，或者是讲一些做一些啊不合理的事情来。
On being drunk.The actions, physical and words, sometimes lack control and are not governed by laws.
所以这种速食的快乐啊，啊不是真正的快乐。
So this type of happiness is not true happiness.
啊，反而带给人啊更多的愁苦。
But rather brings on more sorrow.
啊，所以我们看到有的人呢、啊、醉酒啊，所以言行失掉控制，伤害自己，伤害别人。
Many people, on being drunk, lose control and hurt themselves and others.
我们看到有些人啊，醉酒了又开车啊，而且没有办法开在那个正确的道路上，啊，就很容易就发生车祸。
Under influence of alcohol, many people drunk driving cause a lot of accidents.
所以我们看到政府对那个醉酒开车的相当严厉啊，啊，被抓到以后要抓去关了。
So the penalty against drunk driving is very heavy.
啊，因为自己没有办法控制自己的行动，还会妨碍到别人的身体和生命。
On being drunk, you cannot control your actions, and you will hurt others and your own physical life.
所以我们知道说，醉酒行为会放荡。
Aimless, so the actions of a drunk is usually
aimless. 啊，一般呢、啊，品性会败坏。
And your character will be demoralized.
但是圣灵充满了却不一样。
But when you're filled with the Holy Spirit,
因为圣灵是神的灵。
Because the Spirit is the Spirit of God.
啊，是圣洁的灵。
So it is a Holy Spirit.
啊，在我们身上可以帮助我们啊，把一些不好的行为啊，不好的言语把它消除掉。
It actually helps our physical bodies. It stops us from having actions and words which are unsavory and removes them.
所以一个得圣灵充满的人啊，会约束自己。
So a person that's full of the Holy Spirit will caution oneself.
啊，控制自己的言语。
And will control our own actions.
啊，节制自己的行为。
And also control our own physical actions.
啊，有时候自己一些讲话讲错了，事情做错了，啊，这圣灵会感动他，会责备他。
And when a person with the Holy Spirit says something or does something wrong, the Spirit will counsel him.
啊，所以当我们受到圣灵的责备啊，我们就顺服圣灵啊，把我们的不好的行为啊，啊就把它改正。
Once we receive the counseling of the Holy Spirit, we will change our ways.
所以圣灵会帮助我们，让我们不断的提升灵性，让我们行为啊更守规矩，更加进步。
So the Holy Spirit will counsel us, helps us, and also then allows us to improve in our daily lives.
所以圣灵会帮助我们灵性的成长。
It will help our spirit to grow.
能够带给我们真正的喜乐。
And bring us true joy.
这种喜乐是从内心里面一直涌现出来的。
And this sort of joy comes from our inner selves and will continue to flow.
能够真实持久啊，而且是乐上加乐的。
But it,
这个喜乐是能够真正得到满足的。
So this is a type of true happiness.
所以保罗在讲，我们在神的家里面。
Paul says in the house of God.
我们所追求的不是物质上的一种快乐。
What we pursue is not the happiness of wealth and material.
虽然我们参加教会的圣会教会也有一些物质上饭食来供应我们让我们得到饱足。
No doubt, when we come to church for this, we do get some material, like for example, food.
大家也可以一起非常欢喜的一起吃饭大家团聚相当快乐。
In our fellowship, when we eat together, it is with great joy we do this.
除了这个以外我们更加追求的就是属灵的快乐。
But apart from this, what we truly pursue is the happiness that's spiritual.
因为圣灵充满了以后那个喜乐真是从内心里面不断的涌现出来的。
Because when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, the joy starts growing from yourself, inner self, and continues to flow.
所以保罗叫我们要追求这个圣灵的充满。
Paul tells us to pursue the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所谓的圣灵的感动跟圣灵的充满不太一样。
The movement of the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit.
虽然这个圣灵的工作从旧约时代就有了。
The time, the Holy Spirit has started work even from the Old Testament time.
因为圣经里面说，神一开始也是用着他的灵来创造天地万物。
God says, in the beginning of time, He used the Spirit to create the universe.
说好像那个母鸡在孵蛋一样神用他的灵来覆庇大地然后给生命把这个大地重新改造。
So just like the hand sitting on the egg, so this Spirit will be like, you know, creating the entire universe.
就为神所选用的工人神也为圣灵感动他们。
In the Olden Testament time, when God chooses someone, He uses the Holy Spirit to move them also.
给他们力量来完成神托付的工作。
Giving them strength so that they can perform the work given to them by God.
比如说，他们在造会幕的时候，造那个亭tabernacle.
When they were building the ark of the tabernacle.
好，那个时候说神就圣灵感动这些做工的人
And the Spirit moved the workers,
所以让他们有聪明有智慧
giving them wisdom and abilities,
能够做各样非常精巧的工作
they were able to perform intricate work,
所以把那个会幕把它建造起来
so the Ark of the Covenant was built.
像参孙因为神要他来救以色列人
Samson wasSummoned by God to save Israel.
所以神也给他力量。
God gave him strength.
让他得到圣灵的感动力量就很大。
When he was moved by the Holy Spirit, his strength grew.
所以一个人就会对付一千个敌人。
This one person can defeat 1,000 enemies.
借着这样来拯救以色列人。
And was able to save Israel.
让他们不再受外族的欺负。
That they do not continue to receive external persecution.
但是旧约时代圣灵的工作叫做仆人的灵。
The work of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament times is the work.
有时候也叫做工作的灵。
It's the work of a servant. It is the work of the Spirit.
神要人替他工作。
God wants someone to work.
神的灵就感动他。
So God's Spirit will move.
他就很有力量来完成神的工作。
Then he will have strength and finish the job given by God.
那当他的工作完成了以后，神的灵就收回去了。
Once the job is completed, the Spirit is received.
所以他就很软弱跟一般人一样。
He returns back to his weak self, like everybody else.
好像詹孙啊, 他尼塞骨拿起来可以杀掉啊, 1000个腓力士人。
Samson, when energized, could take the bone of an animal and kill 1,000.
那他工作完以后啊, 他就渴得要死掉。
Once his job is completed, he
thirsted.
He was very weak.
好,
so that's the example of the work of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament.
好像以利亚也是一样啊,
same thing as Elijah.
啊, 因为有一些假先知啊, 啊, 把以色列人带领啊, 啊, 去拜偶像了。
False prophets had led Israelites to pray idols.
啊, 神叫他说, 你, 啊, 带着以色列民到那个加密山上去。
God asked him to guide the Israelites to the mountain top.
啊, 在那边啊, 献祭祷告, 啊, 要来让以色列民认识他们所应当敬拜的神。
There he sacrificed, prayed, and asked the Israelites to recognize the true God.
啊, 那个时候以利亚只有一个人。
At that time, Elijah was himself alone.
啊, 但是那个拜偶像的假先知啊, 有850个。
But there were 850 idol-worshipping false prophets.
那个时候以利亚非常勇敢。
Elijah was with great bravery.
啊, 他祷告求神啊, 神就降火下来, 把那个祭物烧掉。
He prayed and God sent fire down to consume.
所以他就叫人把那个假先知抓起来, 把他们杀在基顺河边。
And he asked the people to capture the false prophets and to execute them there.
虽然自己一个人啊, 但是啊, 神给他力量。
Just on his own, God gave him strength.
但是他的工作完成以后,
once his job was completed,
他想说啊, 他完成了,
he said his job was done.
结果听到那个耶洗别发誓要杀他,
when he heard Jezebel wanted to kill him,
结果他就很软弱啊，就逃跑了。
He was very weak and he ran.
啊, 跑到那个树下, 还在那边求死。
He rested below a tree and pleaded for death.
啊, 为什么有这么大的变化?
Why is there such a huge difference?
当神的灵感动他的时候, 他很勇敢, 非常有力量。
When the Spirit moved him, he was brave and had great strength.
但是当神的灵离开了, 啊, 他就跟一般人一样啊, 非常的软弱。
But when the Spirit left him, he was like everybody else, very weak.
啊, 就是旧约时代, 神的灵的工作, 叫做仆人的灵, 或者是工作的灵。
So this is the example of the spirit of the servant or the spirit of work present in the Old Testament time.
啊, 但是圣经里面应许说啊, 神要把他的灵浇灌下来。
The Bible promises that God will grant us fully His Spirit later on.
啊, 让敬畏神的人啊, 都能够得到圣灵的充满。
So those who worship God will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊, 虽然这个是到主耶稣的救恩完成以后啊, 啊, 升天了以后才降下来。
This is after the job of God has been completed, salvation, and then the Spirit will
be filled. 使徒时代他们得到这个圣灵以后啊, 他们就 有圣灵永远跟他们同在。
Once the apostles received the Holy Spirit, they were brave and were forever going to be with the Holy Spirit.
所以他们就很勇敢啊, 啊, 到各地方传福音做见证。
They bravely wandered to many different places witnessing for God.
他说这个新的时代的圣灵叫做应许的圣灵。
The Spirit in the New Testament is the Spirit that was promised to God.
又叫做儿子的灵。
It's also called the Spirit of the Son.
因为我们现在新约时代的信徒啊, 称为神的儿女。
For the believers in the New Testament are now children of God.
所以我们现在的身份啊, 比旧约时代的, 啊, 那些工人, 人的工人, 比他们更珍贵。
So our status compared to the workers of God in the Old Testament is even higher, more precious.
因为旧约时代称为神的仆人。
In the Old Testament, they were servants of God.
哦, 我们叫做神的儿子。
We are now called children of God.
所以主耶稣曾经讲过一句话。
So Jesus once said,
说妇人所生的没有一个大过施洗约翰的。
No one that's been born has been greater than John the Baptist.
但是在神国里面最小的都比约翰还大。
But the smallest in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist.
他说有的人就不了解说这到底什么意思。
Some people don't understand the statement.
因为约翰啊，施洗约翰是旧约先知当中的最后一个。
John the Baptist was the last in the line of prophets in the Old Testament.
他是为主耶稣做开路先锋的。
He opened up the work, the road for Jesus Christ.
所以圣经里面说啊，这个妇人所生的啊，最没有一个大过施洗约翰。
That's why the Bible records none born of woman is greater than John the Baptist.
啊，那在神国里面的
，in the kingdom of God，
就在神的教会里面新约的选民。
That is in the church of God, the newly chosen ones.
因为耶稣的救恩已经完成了。
For the work of salvation of Jesus Christ has completed.
他说我们这个相信受洗啊，归入耶稣基督里面。
Having believed and been baptized and be brought back to the enclave of Jesus Christ.
我们现在的身份是神的儿女。
Our status now is that of children of God.
他说在神的教会、神的国里面，最小的都比约翰还大。
So, in the church of God, in the kingdom of God, the smallest is greater than John the Baptist.
所以儿子啊，再小还是比仆人大嘛。
Clearly, the child, the son, is whatever small, greater than the servant.
啊，我们今天啊，既然是神的儿子。
Today, we are children of God.
所以神就把他的应许的圣灵赐给我们。
So, the promised Holy Spirit has been given to us.
啊，这个圣灵就要永远跟我们同住。
And this Holy Spirit will continue permanently dwell with us.
啊，圣灵要跟我们先一起来证明我们真是神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit will witness that we truly have received the truth of God.
啊，这是我们今天所领受的圣灵跟旧约时代的圣灵不一样的地方。
That is the difference between the Holy Spirit today and the times of the Old Testament.
新约时代所领受的，这叫做应许的圣灵。
In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is that of the called the promise.
啊，是要永远跟我们同在的。
And will continuously, permanently be with us.
我们来看以赛亚书三十二章。
Turn to Isaiah 32.
以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah 32.
十五节。
15.
三十二章十五节。
Isaiah 32:15.
三十二章十五节。
Isaiah 32:15.
等到圣灵从上浇灌我们，旷野要变为肥田，肥田看如树林。这里讲到说啊，那个干旱的土地呀、啊，啊有水，雨水滋润。
Says that a barren land will be poured on by the rainwater.
啊，那就会变成肥沃的田地，啊，能够生长各样的植物。
Will become a fertile land, and from that will grow many fruits and fields.
我们人心啊，离开了神以后啊，好像干旱的土地一样。
Our hearts, when departed from God, is like a barren land.
神的灵啊，要浇灌我们的心田。
God's Spirit is going to pour on our hearts.
啊，让我们成为一块啊，诚实善良的心地。
And we will become an honest and also fertile a new land.
啊，能够充满着生命，结出各样美好的果子来。
Full of life and will bear many many fruits.
所以是旧约圣经就一直预言啊，应许神要把他的灵浇灌下来。
The Old Testament emphasizes again and again the Holy Spirit that's promised to us.
啊，我们再看以西结书三十六章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 36.
以西结书三十六章。
Ezekiel 36.
26节跟27节。
26.
以西结书36章。
Ezekiel 36.
26节。
Verse
26. 我也要是给你们一个新的心，将新的灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中啊，除掉石心。是给你们肉的心，二十七节。
27.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律令，谨守遵行我的典章。那以西结先知说，以色列人本来是应着景象的百姓。
Ezekiel said that people of Israelites were hardened in facing the idols.
虽然神把律法诫命教导他们。
God had given the laws to teach them.
从而他们知道什么是该做的，什么是不可行的。
They knew what to do and what they couldn't do.
而他们也把这个律法、诫命来教导别人。
And they also use the statutes and laws to teach others.
但是他们却能够教导别人，自己却做不到。
While they could teach others, they themselves couldn't reach these goals themselves.
虽然他们有律法，却常常去违背干犯神的律法。
They constantly had laws to try and persecute others who did wrong against the law.
所以他们常常被神惩罚，王国啊，国家都亡掉了啊，被掳到外邦地。
So that's why God had punished them, and they lost their king, and they were then cast outside.
虽然知道神的诫命，但是没有力量把它行出来。
They knew the commandments of God, but did not have the strength to carry them out.
但是神说啊，他要给我们。 改造另外一个新的心,
God tells us He's going to create for us a new heart.
说让人那个很刚硬石头的心啊，让它软化变成肉的心。
So that it can soften our hard hearts, so that we can become a new heart.
因为神要把他的灵啊浇灌人的心中。
God is going to give His Spirit to our hearts.
所以这个圣灵会感动我们啊，更新变化，变成一个新人。
God will move us and will enroot ourselves in our hearts to change us.
把那个硬心除掉啊，变成一个非常柔和善良的心地。
The hardened hearts will be removed, and it will become a soft and fertile new land.
所以从内心里面呢，就很谦卑、甘愿顺服啊，照着神的旨意来行。
So from our new hearts will come a character that is very cozy, soft, and will be willing to do the instructions of God.
所以以色列人并不是不知道律法。
Israelites obviously had good understanding of
God. 这个诫命也不是不好。
The commandments were good.
只是这个诫命是圣洁良善的。
And the commandments were holy and were for good.
但是人已经卖给罪了，人却没有力量。 把这个圣洁良善的诫命啊，把它行出来。But
mankind was sold to sin and was no longer able to embrace the commandments and obey them.
所以保罗曾经说啊，如果按照律法来讲啊，我可以算是无可指责的。Paul
says that according to the law, I am not. I
我是没有可指责的。I
cannot be accused.
当然，这常常心里面呢感到很挣扎。
But in his heart, he always feels turmoil.
他说：“我内心里面呢，有两个力量在征战。”
In my heart, there are two forces fighting each other.
虽然按照我自己本身的意思啊，我知道要守神的诫命。
According to my will, I have to obey the commandments of God.
因为我喜欢神的诫命。
Because I love the commandments of
God. 但是啊，我想要遵循神的诫命的时候，却另外有个力量啊，来胜过我。
But when I want to obey the commandments of God, another force will fight me.
让我想做的善事，我行不出来。So
when the holy work I want to do, I cannot perform.
让我不愿意做的那些不好的事情，却偏偏去做。And
the bad force makes me do the things I don't want to do.
所以他说，我真是很辛苦啊。Then
it gives me great despair.
他说，谁能够救我脱离这个取死的身体呢？
So who can help me get rid of this body, weak body of mine?
所以呢，在没有信主以前呢，心里面常常挣扎。
Before believing in God, his body was always fighting amongst.
因为想行善行不出来。
He wanted to do good but couldn't do so.
所以自己的良心呢，常常谴责自己。
So his conscience was always accusing himself.
所以让他感到很痛苦。
He always felt pain.
那让他信主以后，他说：“感谢主啊。”
Having believed in God, he said, "Thank God."
我现在已经脱离出来了。
Now I am now been saved from.
因为靠着是生命圣灵的力量，就让我得胜了。
For now, I have been relying on the Spirit that gives me strength and gives me victory.
因为借着主耶稣的救恩啊，把我从罪当中啊，把我救出来。
The salvation of Jesus Christ has saved me from the death.
所以罪现在不在我身上作王了。
Now sin is no longer king in my heart.
我已经脱离了罪的辖制。
I have now escaped the clutches of sin.
现在神又把圣灵赐给我，带给我力量。
And now the Spirit is infilling and gives me strength.
所以主要我顺如圣灵而行，我就可以把善行啊行出来。
And as long as I follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, good works will come from me.
所以让我借着圣灵来胜过罪和死亡的那个约束的力量。
So through the Holy Spirit, I will be escaping the clutches of the previous death and evil doing.
这个就是神所应许给我们的圣灵。
This is the Spirit that God has promised to us.
让我们能够得到圣灵充满，在圣灵的指示之下，来得到满足喜乐的生活。
That we will receive the promised Holy Spirit and will then be blessed forever.
我们看以西结书47章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel 47.
以西结书47章。
Ezekiel 47.
这个是圣灵要 充满我们的一种预言。
This is an example of how the Holy Spirit will fulfill us.
这个以西结书40章到48章啊。
Ezekiel 40 to 48.
这有一个意象啊，说要建造一个属灵的殿。
An image appears of the construction of a spiritual temple.
让神的荣光啊，又回来充满这个殿。
And the glory of God will return and will shine on this temple.
当然这个殿不是物质上的殿，而是住着幕后神的教会的重建。
This is not a physical temple, but represents the ultimate spiritual kingdom God.
所以虽然现在地面的以色列人啊，他们要把那个耶路撒冷的 回教徒的清真寺啊，要把它拆掉，要在那里重建圣殿呢。
That is why the people in Israel today physically want to remove the Muslim mosque there to rebuild the Israel temple.
但是我们知道说这个没有办法成就了。But
we know this is not going to give them salvation.
因为圣经里面所讲的不是要重建地面上的殿。
The Bible doesn't record the physical rebuilding of another temple.
要重建一个属灵的神的教会。
But rather to rebuild a spiritual church of God.
这个就是在圣经里面的应许啊，预言，这个会实现。
This is promised by the Bible and it will come to pass.
我们以西结书47章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 47.
以西结书47章。
Ezekiel 47.
第一节。
Verse 1.
他带我回到殿门，见殿的门砍下有水往东流出，原来殿面朝东。这个水从砍下由殿的右边在祭坛的南边往下流。第二节，他带我出北门，又领我从外边转到朝东的外门。 见水从右边流出来。第三节，他手里拿着准绳往东出去的时候，量了1000肘，使我扬过水，水到踝子骨。第四节，他又量了1000肘，使我扬过水，水就到膝，再量了1000肘，使我扬过水，水便到腰。 又量了1000肘，水便成了河，使我不能够扬过，因为水是涨起，成为可浮的水，不可扬的水。这到底是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of all this?
这里讲到说，这个圣殿把它建造起来以后，
A holy temple has been built.
从那个殿门朝东的殿门，有水流出来。
From the gates of this temple, water will flow.
所以拿那个准绳去量一千肘的时候，本来那个水很低，走到踝子骨。
After measuring the first 1,000 cubits, the water is shallow.
再量一千肘的时候，已经到膝盖了。
And after the first 1,000 cubits, it's to the ankle.
再量一千肘，这个水已经到了腰了。
Another 1,000 cubits is to the waist.
说那个水是越来越大。
On going further and further, it becomes deeper.
水小的时候，人可以在那里自由走动啊。
When it is shallow, you can walk around freely.
但是啊， 水越来越大的时候，你没有办法在那里自由悠闲，只有顺着水势在那边被游来游去。
And when it gets deeper, you can no longer walk freely. You can only be flowing with the water.
这个从殿里面流出来的水就是主的生命的河水就是主的神的灵。
The water flowing from the temple represents the true life of God.
因为教会就是主耶稣基督的身体。
Church is the body of God.
说是那个充满万有主所充满的。
This is what the Spirit has fulfilled.
所以神的教会为充满着神的灵。
So the true church of God is filled with the Spirit of God.
所以一开始的时候，这个圣灵的不够充满，就好像那个怀珠谷的水或膝盖的水一样。
In the beginning, it's still very sort of easy and shallow, just like one that reaches to the ankles.
当圣灵不充满的时候，我们可以随我们人的意思这样来行。
And when it's shallow, you can do according to your own will.
但是当圣灵越来充满的时候我们只有顺服圣灵的旨意来行。
But when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you no longer have free will. You can follow the will of the Spirit.
所以我们说要让圣灵充满呢。
That is why we say we need to be filled with the Holy
Spirit. 就是要让我们能够从内心里面完成造神的旨意来行。
Then we can only do 100% in accordance to the will of God.
我们知道神的意念是高过人的意念。
We know the knowledge of God is much higher. 神
的道路高过人的道路。
And the way of God is much higher.
神所看到的是眼前，人没有办法看到未来的事情。
And God can see much further than what man can see. Who can only.
但是神是无所不知、无所不能的神。
And God is an all-knowing, omnipotent God.
所以在人常常有很多做不到的事情。
When man cannot do things.
但是在神凡事都能。
In God, everything is possible.
所以我们如果能够真正让圣灵充满。
If we truly can be fulfilled, filled with the Holy Spirit.
能够清楚神的旨意。
And truly understand the will of God.
能够完全顺服圣灵的带领。
And completely, do in accordance to the Holy
Spirit. 我们就能够真正体会到圣灵的大能跟圣灵的真正的丰盛的生命。
We will truly experience the might of the Holy Spirit and have a very, blessed life.
所以这里是告诉我们我们要不断的追求让圣灵充满。
This teaches us we must continue to pursue the filling of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵来引导我们，带领我们的一生。
The Spirit will guide us and lead us our lives.
我们再看以西结书四七章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 47.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以西结书四七章第六节。
Ezekiel 47, verse 6.
他对我说，人子啊，你看到什么？他就带我回到河边。第七节。
7.
我回到河边的时候看到在河这边以那边的岸上有极多的树木。第八节。他对我说这个水要往东方流去，要流到亚拉巴，直到海，所发出的水必流入沿海，使水变甜第九节。这个河水所到之处，凡诸生的动物都必生活，并且因为这水，这流出来的水必有极多的鱼，海水变甜这河水所到之处，百物都必生活好，这里讲到神又对他说你看到什么呢？
God asked him, what do you see?
他说把他带到那个河边的地方。
He brought him to the side of the river.
他说那个河两边都长满了很多很多的树木结了很多很多的果子。
On the sides of both river, of the river, there were a lot of trees with lots of fruit.
所以本来很干旱的地方现在因为有河水所以树木都长出来了。
So from the dry, barren land, a lot of trees and fruits have...
这个是生命充满的现象。
And this is an image...That shows life is fulfilling.
他说这个水要往东边流。
The water will flow to the east.
流到一个地方叫做亚拉巴。
And will flow to a place called
亚拉巴第八节。
eastern region.
有没有?
Yeah. So eastern region.
然后下一个下到亚拉巴主道海。
And then into the valley and into the sea.
那亚拉巴它本来的意思就是不毛之地啦，因为干旱啊没有办法长东西的地方。
This means an area that is barren, cannot grow anything at all.
但是这个河水流到以后啊，本来那个不毛之地啊，干旱的地方啊，得到滋润了，它会开始有植物出来了。But
when the river flows to a dry, barren land, it becomes fertile, and much will grow from it.
后来这个水啊，要流到沿海。And
then it reaches the sea.
我们知道以色列地有一个沿海啊。In
the land of Israel, there.
这个沿海叫做死海。
There's a dead sea which is full of salt.
因为从约旦河上游流下来的水啊，流到沿海。
The Jordan River flows into the dead
sea. 那个沿海啊，没有出路。
There is no way out of the dead sea.
因为很炎热啊，所以那个水都蒸发，所以盐分相当高。
The heat evaporates the water of the dead sea and salt content is very
high. 你到中东去玩的时候，你可以到那个沿海里面，你坐在底下不会沉下去。
If you visit the Dead Sea, you can sit on it, you will not sink.
因为盐分很高。
Because the salt content is very high.
那个沿海因为盐分很高，所以里面没有生物，鱼没有办法活下去。
With such a high salt content, there is no life, no fish can.
所以叫做死海。
That's why it's called the Dead Sea.
这里讲到说这个水啊，要流到海里面。
This describes the water of the stream flowing into the.
本来那个沿海啊，它会得到医治啊。
The Dead Sea, the salt sea will receive.
那个海水会变甜了。And
the water in the sea will become sweet.
所以这个河水啊，里面变成很多很多的生物。
And the water will have a lot of fishes.
所以在岸边啊，有很多的渔夫啊，他们把那个岸边当做他们晒网捕鱼的地方。
So a lot of fishermen will be on both sides of the river fishing.
啊，这是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning?
因为我们这个世界啊，就像好像沿海一样。
Our world is like the salty sea.
因为人犯了罪以后啊，所以人离开神，所以活在世界上没有指望。
When man sins, they've departed from God. There is no hope.
因为失掉了永恒的生命。
They have lost their eternal lives.
但圣灵这个生命的活水要重新领导我们。
But from God, we will have the Holy Spirit with the living.
让我们重新得生命，能够得更新呐。
It will give us life and will entrench in our hearts.
所以就好像这个鱼这些生物啊，他们就活起来了。
Just like the fish growing in the living in the sea.
所以说，活水流到的地方啊，百物都要生活。
As it's described, the waters of the stream, wherever it flows, will heal and much will live in it.
神的灵临到的地方啊，让我们充满着活泼、属灵、丰盛的生命。
Wherever the Spirit of God flows into, it will fill so that the person will be full of life.
耶稣说：“我来就是要叫羊得生命。”
Jesus says that he comes so that the sheep will have
life. 而且要让他们得到丰盛的生命。
Not only that, to receive a full life.
所以这个生命的河水啊，临到我们以后啊，我们就有属灵丰盛的生命。
So the living stream comes into us, we will have a full life.
主耶稣曾经对那个撒玛利亚妇人说啊，
Jesus said to the woman in Samaria,
你喝那个井里的水啊，喝了还会再渴。
The river, the water from that well, when you drink it, you will still.
渴了以后还要再来拿水喝。
After that, you will still need to draw more water.
你如果喝我所赐给你的水，
If however you drink the water I give you,
那这个水要在你的腹中成为泉源，一直涌到永生。
And this water will be like a living stream in you forever.
那妇人呢，就觉得很奇怪。
This woman felt it unusual.
先生，你也没有打水的用具，你哪里拿活水给我？
Mister, you have nowhere to get water. How can you give me living water?
耶稣说：“你如果知道神的恩赐，
Jesus said, if you know the will of God,
你如果知道这个跟你讲话的到底是谁，
if you understand who I am actually who's speaking to you,
你就会求他，他也会把这个生命的活水赐给你了。
Then you will plead with him, and he will grant you this living water.
后来这个妇人认识耶稣就是弥赛亚，就是他们所仰望的救主。
So she understood that Jesus was the Messiah, the one they've been waiting for.
所以她就到村子里面啊，把所有的人都叫出来。
So she went back to her village and summoned all to come to her.
说那个弥赛亚救世主我已经看到了。
saying that Messiah, I have already seen him.
他们就要求耶稣在那边住。
They asked Jesus to stay with them.
主耶稣把道理传给他们。
Jesus preached to them.
他们相信得圣灵。
They believe and receive the Holy Spirit.
啊, 真的领受了这个生命的活水。
So they have received the living water.
所以主耶稣曾经说啊, 你们渴渴的人可以到我这里来。
Jesus says that when you thirst, come to me.
我要让你们从腹中啊, 有活水流出来。
And I will, from my Father, have living water.
啊, 一直涌到永生啊,
and until you have eternal life.
啊, 这就是他所要赐给我们生命的活水, 圣灵的充满。
That is the life-giving living water.
我们再看, 哥林多前书12章,
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
第七节,
1 Corinthians 7.
哥林多前书12章第7节。
1 Corinthians 10 verse 7.
12章第7节。
12 verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7.
圣灵审在个人身上是叫人得益处。这里讲到说圣灵会浇灌，会彰显他的能力在我们身上。
Here it describes that Spirit will be given to us.
所以我们得到圣灵会有感官上的感觉。
So we will have some sort of sensation.
啊, 有的人觉得说好像触电一样, 有的人觉得身体很轻松。
Some feel electrifying, some feel it is enlightening.
啊, 甚至有的人会被圣灵把它提起来。
Some people will be elevated by the Spirit.
啊, 这是一种感官上, 外在上的一种, 啊, 感觉。
So this is a manifestation of a feeling
that 啊, 一般啊, 就是圣灵会让我们身体震动。
Some will have movement of their physical
body. 让我们会说方言,
and will speak in tongues.
啊, 这是一般的现象,
and this is one of the manifestations.
啊, 所以新的应许的圣灵一定会说方言,
and the Spirit promised to us we will definitely speak.
因为使徒时代他们就看有没有说方言啊, 来判断有没有得圣灵。
At the time of the apostles, they used speaking in tongues to determine whether you've received the Holy Spirit.
虽然有的人啊, 误解说啊, 这个说方言是最后一个恩赐。
Some people mistakenly say this is only one of the manifestations of the Spirit.
那个是用方言讲道是恩赐之一啦。
That when you only speak in tongue to preach, then that's one of the manifestations.
但是祷告受圣灵说方言, 用灵言来祷告啊, 啊这个是普遍的恩赐。
But this is the manifestation of praying, speaking in tongue is pretty much universal.
啊, 这是要来证明说神跟我们同在。
And witnesses that God will be with us.
啊, 所以马可福音说啊, 这个是大神迹。
Mark says it's a miracle.
因为就是神跟我们同在的一个证明。
This is a proof that God is with us.
啊, 要对外邦人啊, 没有信主的人, 给他们做凭据, 说神就在我们当中。
This shows to the non-believers that God is with us.
啊, 这是新约时代, 受圣灵充满, 一定会说方言。
In the New Testament, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you'll definitely speak in tongues.
啊, 除了说方言以外啊, 我们要让圣灵充满。
Apart from speaking in tongues, we need to be filled with the Holy
Spirit. 一方面就是让圣灵在我们心上, 啊, 能够更新变化。
The Spirit will entrench and root in our hearts and change us.
我们刚刚读过以西结书里面说, 要让我们的心啊, 变成一个肉心, 不再是一个熟的心。
Ezekiel describes, it will soften the hard heart.
因为这个心力更新变化,
so once the heart has changed,
啊, 然后圣灵慢慢感动我们啊, 我们不只是心思意念, 行为啊, 都变成一个新人。
And slowly it will move us, and we ourselves will gradually change, becoming.
所以渐渐的就有耶稣基督的形象啊, 啊, 在我们身上。
Gradually we will then get the characteristics and of Jesus Christ in our bodies.
所以我们要常常被圣灵充满, 就主要的目的在这里。
That is why we have to continuously be filled with the Holy Spirit.
好像摩西啊, 到山上跟神面对面讲话,
when Moses talked in the mountains face to face with God.
所以从山上下来的时候说, 他的脸都会发光。
When he descended from the mountains, his face was radiant.
圣经里面说我们常常祷告啊, 啊, 神的光啊, 不断地照耀我们。
The Bible says when we continually pray, then God's rays will stream.
我们也会渐渐显出基督的形象来。
And we manifest the image of God.
啊, 所以说啊, 但以理有美好的灵性。
That's why Daniel has a very good.
因为他每天花了很长的功夫祷告。
Because Daniel prayed every day.
好像尸体完了，神的灵充满。
When Stephen received the Spirit of God.
他说众人看到说，他好像那个天使的面貌一样。
He had an image of an angel.
有荣光啊，有非常的慈祥。
With radiance coming emanating from him.
啊，就是生命跟行为上的改变。
That changes his life and his behavior.
所以耶稣说啊，我们看一棵树要从果子来看。
Jesus says, when you judge a tree from its fruits.
好树就会结好果子。
Good actions, good tree will have good fruits.
啊，坏树没有办法结好果子。
Bad fruit, bad tree will have no good fruit.
我们要看一个人是不是圣灵充满。
If we want to tell whether man has
看他的讲话，看他的行为。
We look at his speech and his actions.
啊，是不是合乎圣灵充满的表现？
Is it in accordance to the filling of the Holy Spirit?
所以看他的行为眼里啊，就能够看出来。
By looking at his words and his actions, we can tell.
所以圣灵充满的基本会非常有爱心。
Filling with the Holy Spirit, that person will have a lot of
会充满着属灵的喜乐。
Will have lots of spiritual joy.
非常的柔和啊，能够带给人和平。
Calm, gentle, and lots of people will give joy.
凡事能够温柔忍耐。
And will be very gentle and patient.
所以你看到这些表现啊，就知道他是圣灵充满所结出来的果子。
The external manifestation will show he is good fruit. That is grown from the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说，我们要常常让圣灵充满。
Paul tells us we must constantly.
让我们能够心力更新变化。
So that our hard hearts will soften.
那我们要让圣灵充满，我们就要有一颗啊清洁的心呐。
To do this, we need to have a clean heart.
说好像一个空气瓶一样，谦卑圣洁。
Like a vacuum, we must be humble and.
然后神的灵就会充满在我们的心。
And so God's Spirit will come to our hearts.
耶稣曾经讲一个比喻。
Jesus said, taught us a parable.
说有十个童女啊，他们在迎接新郎。
10 virgins were in waiting for the bride.
当然这个是根据那个犹太的风俗。
In accordance to Jewish custom,
新郎有时候半夜来迎娶新娘。
The bridegroom comes sometimes in the middle of the night to receive the bride.
有很多的童女啊，跟着新娘啊，来准备等待新郎。
So many of the bridesmaids were waiting to welcome the bridegroom.
等待的时候啊，有的人呐太累了，就打瞌睡了。
Some of the bridesmaids fall asleep with fatigue.
半夜有人说啊，新郎来了。
In the middle of night, someone says,
结果他们就赶快起来啊，就准备要跟新郎一起去参加那个宴席。
So they wake up and they wanted to go with the groom to celebrate their wedding.
那个童女啊，有的人有拿一个灯，啊，有的没有准备油。
They all have a lamp, but some have not prepared oil.
啊，结果那个油啊，越烧越烧啊，那个油就越来越少了。
Of course, when your lamp burns, the oil goes down.
啊，没有油啊，这个灯就熄掉了。
Without oil, your lamp will not shine.
啊，所以他们那些聪明的有灯又预备满满的油啊，就被新郎带去啊参加那个宴席。
The wise bridesmaids prepare enough oil and were welcomed by the groom to join the wedding.
那个没有准备油的那些童女啊，等到他们进来的时候已经来不及了。
Those who did not prepare enough oil when the groom came were no longer able to find.
他们到筵席的时候，他们在敲门呐，说门都已经关上了。
At the wedding, they knocked on the doors, but the doors were closed.
所以说，这个比喻啊，就是叫我们要警醒预备。
This parable teaches us to be awake and to.
常常让圣灵充满。Always
let the Holy Spirit.
不断的发出荣耀的光辉。Constantly
radiating.
无论主耶稣什么时候来，我们都能够随时被迎接啊，在天国里面享受福分。
It doesn't matter when Jesus comes, we will then be able to be welcomed.
所以我们要效法这聪明的童女啊，拿着灯来预备满满的油。
We must be like the wise bridesmaids preparing a full lantern of oil.
所以我们要成为一个空器皿啊，把油啊装在里面。
We must be like an empty vessel so that we can fill it with oil.
还有属灵的丰盛生命,
so that we can emanate His glory in us.
好，我们最后看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录三章十九节。
3:19.
启示录三章十九节。
Revelation 3:19.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你们要发热心，也要悔改。二十节。看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我要与他，他要与我一同坐席。
The church at Laodicea is neither hot or cold.
所以主耶稣说，恨不得他们啊，后冷后热。
So Jesus says they're not sure whether it's either hot or cold.
鼓励他们要悔改发热心。
Encourages them to repent and be zealous.
然后主耶稣说，他在我们的门外，我们的心门外在客满。
And he says, they're outside the door knocking.
他一直想要进到我们里面，跟我们一起同住。
Jesus wants to come into our hearts and dwell with us.
所以主耶稣很盼望跟我们在一起，就是他的灵住到我们心里。
Jesus very much wishes to dwell with us in our hearts.
做我们的保惠师来安慰劝勉教导我们。
Wants to be our confessor, our comforter, and to encourage us.
永远跟我们同在。
And forever dwell with us.
但是说我们听到他客门的声音，我们要把心门打开。
But when we hear him knocking, we have to open the doors to our heart.
然后迎接他进来。
And welcome him in.
他就要住在我们里面，永远跟我们同在。
And he will dwell with us forever.
所以我们看到说，神的灵啊。 跟那个邪灵是不一样的。
So we see the spirit of God and the spirit of the others.
说魔鬼好像那个虎叫做狮子啊。
So the devil is like a fire.
人有时候心思意念啊不正确，魔鬼就进去。
And if your character is not good, there will be an opportunity for Satan to enter.
有时候魔鬼进去啊，他就不愿意走。
And once Satan enters, will not leave.
所以魔鬼在人的心中啊，做王啊，这个人就很凄惨哦。
So when Satan is king in your hearts, you are damned.
那是神的灵啊，神是圣洁、荣耀、尊贵的灵。
The Spirit of God is holy and precious.
他要跟我们同在，会带给我们好处。
And when He dwells, will give us good.
但是神的灵也会尊重我们。
But the Spirit will also respect us.
我们欢迎他，他就进来。
If we welcome him, he will come.
他就要跟我们同住。
And dwell with us.
如果你不愿意啊，他不会勉强进到你里面的。
If we don't welcome him, he will not come in.
所以我们听过一个见证嘛，一个老姐妹。
We heard a sister telling.
她来到教会的时候说啊，你们得圣灵啊，怎么这么不好看
？And said, when you receive the Holy Spirit, so ugly.
圣灵如果要给我，我也不要。
If spirit is to be given to me, I don't want it.
结果呢，后来慢慢听道理，道理明白了。
When she heard the teachings and understood,
觉得到这个圣灵的重要。
And understood the importance of the spirit.
那个时候她一直求啊，求不到圣灵。
But when she asked for the Holy Spirit, she couldn't receive it.
一直到要离世之前的两个礼拜，神才给她圣灵。
Until 2 weeks before she departed from this earth.
这是真实的事情啊。
This is the truth.
就是那个吴雅各长老的岳母。
This is a relative of Jacob Wu. James Wu.
所以啊。 圣灵尊重我们，但是我们要欢迎他进来。
And the Spirit respects.
你有那个渴慕追求的心呐，神的灵就会进到你里面，跟你同住。
And we have to have the intent to welcome the Spirit in, and then He will come in.
所以我们现在来祷告，求主的灵能够充满我们大家。
Let us pray together so that the Holy Spirit can fill all of us.
让我们能够真正得到属灵的平安跟喜乐。
So we will receive the true happiness and peace.
让我们那个满足啊，是从内心里面啊，不断的涌现出来。
So joy and satisfaction will continuously radiate from our hearts.
好，我们花十五分钟的时间来祷告哈。
Let's pray for 15 minutes.
哎，为这一次的灵恩布道会祷告。
And pray for our spiritual.
我们要接受按手祷告的，可以到前面来。
Please come forward to receive the laying on hands.
彼此互相代祷。
And pray for each other.
求神的灵充满了我们大家。
May the Spirit fill all of us.
我们特别为还没有得圣灵的祷告。
Especially pray for those who have not received the Holy Spirit.
我们一起祷告。
Pray together.